salt.
No, we just call it a salad.
I used to.
Of course, people don't make salad like that nowadays. They have cabbage and buying stuff to make cabbage, salt, slaw and stuff out of.
Used to be an old Indian come to our house, and one day
I
cut a big plate full of onions and mustard and lettuce, you know, and put the gravy over it and salt it. And I said to the old Indian, like onions and gravy, just like a cow. He said, just like old bull. just like old bull.
Did you raise beans, these large yellow flat beans?
Raised other kind. From the Connet bunch and the big butter beans to just everything we could find.
Uh-huh. You mentioned butter beans. Do you leave the pod on those when you cook them?
No, they shell. Uh-huh.
They're no good like a big enough shell, but you know, the string
beans, you green hulls
and all.
Mm-hmm.
String beans.
Kentucky
Wonder or string the
string
pod.
Mm-hmm.
And have a golden wax bean.
They grow pretty well, too, don't they?
They sure
they're expensive in the store if you buy a little can of beans.
Yeah.
Of course, everything is now.
I always can if I don't have some of the kids bring it, and I'll just keep a can in it. He don't like me to can so much, but it don't be no drawback. We don't never use it, don't we? Somebody come in and leave it.
Well, it's just insurance. You've got it if you want it. You don't have to eat it.
No, you don't. You have to eat it, but you know, if anybody runs in on you right for a quick meal, you can go open the jar and just got to see it when you have to be ready.
Mm-hmm. I tell you, it don't make any difference where we like anything or not. If we have our friends come in, you know, sometimes we cook something that they like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're not used to it, you know. Maybe we would be tired of it, wouldn't want to eat it. But if we have friends, you know, it tastes good to them. Don't you think that'd be the way to have your...
Yeah.
...kind of see everybody, when they're making soup or anything, they always put carrots in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good for you. I guess it's good for you to eat carrots. It's good for you, and it's good in the soup. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think carrots are basic for soups and stews and things like that, aren't they?
Yes.
Always good old carrots, and they keep well, too.
Of course, you can buy them here cheaper than you can raise them nowadays.
Yeah.
When I had this stroke, the doctor gave me so much strychnine, and I got to where I couldn't see. I couldn't tell a nigger from a white man at the road out there, nothing. And they come and feed me carrots, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And kids went up to the store here, and they got 10 or 12 cans of juice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they come turn me a can there. They'd say, oh, Dad, drink it. It's not for y'all. You know, and I drink so much of it.
Now you can't stand the thought, even, huh?
Leave me to slow with carrots.
And I'd eat... You know, every time I'd eat a meal, I'd eat a crap some of them. Every time, you know, I liked them. I just carrots good for you, and then a good raw or good cooked.
Yeah, I just like to munch on them raw.
That's me.
Well, you mentioned, do you have any special word for beet tops that you'd eat?
Beets.
And,
special word for the top one.
We never use the top.
Well, just beets or anything like
make
that.
Make pickles out of the beets, you know.
Well, turnip tops or kale or maybe young fresh dandelions.